You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. Write down this toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. On the other end of that phone, Dr. Debbie, dog father Joey Volani. He'll answer your questions about your, well, grooming questions mostly. And Dr. Debbie, she'll answer your questions about your animal's medical status. If you just want to call and say hello, we'd love to hear from you. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's a free download. Wow. Halloween just around the corner.
Again.
This is where I always gain, like...
it starts, doesn't it?
You know, it's become a holiday for the adults, I think. You see, less and less kids, and mostly teens, will come to our doors.
Yeah.
Like older teens.
And the costumes are getting more and more racy for young children. I'm like, oh my gosh, I would never have worn that as a kid.
We saw one this morning was the Kim Kardashian being held for jewelry.
Up, yeah.
Held up for jewelry costume.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and a white robe with a big blingy ring is the Kardashian costume.
Every year, and you know this year there's going to be a lot of Trump costumes too. So,
oh boy.
Do you, Judy, do you actually dress up too?
No, I haven't dressed up in years.
Yeah.
I don't.
I know some people, they'll do the matching costumes with their animals.
Yeah, I've always threatened to do that, but I'm not going to paint myself red.
We have a costume contest at our office every year.
Oh, how
fun. Yeah, so I foot the, you know, the prize of some sort, and everyone gets into it. We had like 90% of my staff last year that dressed up, so we have a lot of great spirit for it.
What's the prize, Dr. Debbie?
It could be anything from food to movie night, dinner out with Dr. Debbie, you name it.
You have a fun place to work. I wouldn't mind being a vet assistant over there. So if you ever need a little
help. Yeah, I could work. I've worked for vets before. I could work for your office.
In just a few minutes, Robert Samuro with 7 Halloween treats to keep your pets safe. And you know, sometimes Halloween's not the best holiday for your pets. You know, if you have one of those pets that freaks out easily, you probably don't want to be letting them out to see all these people in the costumes and acting all freaky-like, because that could scare them.
Yeah, and if you have one of those door dashers, you might want to make sure they're in another room and closed off so that when the front door opens, they don't charge.
Now, you have Nike, the door dasher.
He's a cat that does it. I have to lock him in another room. And I know he likes to dress up with his little cape, but I have to be very careful because he tries to run out the front door. He wants to see everybody.
You have a cat that lets you put a cape on him?
He struts when I put it on him. He knows.
Now, this is debatable. I think he's just trying to run away from the cape.
No, he sits there like he's just king. He loves that cape.
He also thinks he's a dog. He's a little different as far as cats go.
That's true.
Are cats or dogs smarter? Who's the smarter of the species? We'll find out in just a couple of minutes with Dr. Ernie Ward. He's the guy that we had on, I think, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, 2013. Yeah. I guess he locked himself in a car during hot temperatures outside to see what it's like when you lock your dog in the car, when you run into the bank, when you run into the beauty salon, just for a few minutes and you leave the dog in the car. Temperatures can be really oppressive, up in 110, 20. They can get really hot very fast. So he wanted to prove the point, and he locked himself in a car. And we talked to him then. He's going to come back on this time. I don't think he's going to be as crazy this time.
No. He's not locking himself into anything this time.
That's around the corner. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Oh, a great story about service animals, a special project because, let's say, most service animals are what kind of animal?
Dog.
Yeah, dogs, right, pretty much. Not for this project. It's starting a whole new thing that we're going to study on how this animal will be helping children with special needs.
Okay. Maybe it's a service ferret. I got myself a service ferret.
How did you know?
It has a little badge. It's so cute.
Little vest.
Little
service vest.
Yeah. It says, don't touch this ferret.
I'm working.
Yes.
Hi, Hi, it's Alan Cable. Meredith Vieira's got a dog. His name's Jasper. She loves her dog, but her husband, Richard, not so much.
When I hear the word Jasper, every muscle in my body tightens. I expect a hideous shriek, but I rest my case.
So why does Meredith Vieira's dog Jasper shriek?
I think he's doing it from a good place, and also maybe there's a little jealousy.
I'm not jealous of the dog. Jasper is very possessive and really thinks he owns Meredith.
Richard's pretty much right.
I don't think that the dog thinks in those terms. I think the dog sees me as his best friend.
Meredith couldn't be more wrong. They're both actually having a good time with this. Richard wrote a book about Jasper.
I can't get into my own bed because the dog won't let me do it.
Perfect animal. Jasper!
Richard's book is called I Want to Kill the Dog. Now, it's just a joke. He doesn't really mean it. It's all tongue-in-cheek.
I would never hurt an animal, but if a meteor landed on his head.
So they're clowning around, but Meredith does know that her dog has a problem.
The dog has a barking problem, but I have long felt that it's not the dog that has the problem. It's we as trainers and we didn't do a good enough job training the dog.
She's right. Too much affection and at the wrong times. This dog obviously thinks he's in charge. Remember what Richard said about not being able to get in his own bed? The dog thinks he's the pack leader. He's taking Richard's spot. He's taking the whole house. So the humans in this house have become the underlings, and the dog is ruling the roost. Now you might think, who cares? They're all happy. Dogs are not happy being in charge. It stresses them out. This is why there's only one leader in each pack. Only certain dogs are meant to be leaders. Dogs like to follow. And when a dog that's meant to follow is forced to be in charge because the humans don't take that position, it causes stress and anxiety. Dogs need structure. They need rules. To be happy, they need limitations and boundaries. They need you to be a strong, confident, trustworthy, fair leader. That's how you get a calm, happy dog. Good boy.
This is Animal Radio.